You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And after that, I consider it the weekend. I consider Fridays to be part of the weekend. I'm making the rules around here, so that's how it's just going to be. Now let's deal with... I probably should have led with this. I should have. But I had other stuff I wanted to talk about, so let's deal with it now. The economic news today. It's not good. Here's my friend Tiana Lowe.
Let's just think about the compounding effects of this recent inflation crisis. Prices are up 16% since Joe Biden took office. For food, they're up 19%. For used car prices, up 30%. Electricity prices, up 23%.
Ouch. That's not good. Now let's deal with the nation's financial difficulties.
Last I looked, $1.62 trillion deficit for the first 10 months of this fiscal year. Unbelievable. And interest on the debt this fiscal year, 10 months in, is already up 15.5%. 15.5%. Those numbers alone should make us definitely be paying not only close attention to interest rates, but also how some of the rating agencies, many have dismissed, well, exactly what they may be paying closest attention to.
Okay, that brings me to this. We just reached a deal with Iran. It's an embarrassing deal. We don't need to spend a lot of time on it. We had Americans in prison there. Five of them were getting free, and we're paying them $6 billion to free up our prisoners. We're paying Iran $6 billion to free up our prisoners. Okay? At the same time, Russia and China, as you already know, we talked about it on the show, they're doing naval exercises off the coast of Alaska. I've tried to put this in the words before, but I'm gonna explain it again. One of the wildest things I've noticed, because I love studying civilizations, I just think they're so fascinating. Their rise, their heyday, and their fall. I find the fall, maybe it's a morbid thing, I find the fall of civilizations to be so fascinating. And honestly, I read all of them with America in mind. Wow, is that similar to what we're doing? Is that nothing like what we're doing? What would that mean for us? And one thing I have noticed very consistently when it comes to the fall of civilizations is it's never one thing. Like, and anytime you read something about from a historian or talking about history and they act like it's one thing, just understand that's a human being who doesn't know what they're talking about. It always is. It's amazing how everything bad seems to happen at once. Some things aren't even man-controlled. I mean, I brought up this point before when I was talking about the Assyrians. I was talking about the Assyrians bunch last week because I was geeking out on them. So get this. You want to talk about some world-class bad luck? World-class bad luck. Stay with me here. All right, so I want you to think about this. There's a circle on a piece of paper, and that's the Assyrians, right? Okay, so you got the circle. You can at least picture the circle. Now I want you to go up. I want you to go north. You go north of the Assyrians, there are the Elamites. Elamites, all right? Ready? Assyrians and Elamites. Okay, you ready for this? Now, they were always fighting each other. Always. Always picking at each other, having these little border skirmishes. It was always an issue. The Elamites tried to pull some stuff on the Assyrians. I'm not going to go into the details of it. Tried to pull something dirty on the Assyrians. The Assyrians had finally had enough. So they decided they were going to take care of this problem. And they march north, and they take out these Elamites. Yeah! Woo! Problem solved! Except in the all-time bad luck scenarios. You know how you had your circle and you went north of the Elamites? Well, I want you to do another line north. Go north one more time and make another little circle. Those would be the Medes. You see, the Medes were a fearsome people. And the Elamites, who the Assyrians didn't get along with, they were the buffer zone between the Assyrians and the Medes. And the Assyrians, thinking they were doing good, marched north and wiped out the only protection they had from the Medes. So now the Medes come pouring down, these fearsome people. But wait, there's more. They know now from the, what do they call them, stalactites? Or what? I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. It doesn't matter. I went to community college. That like this, at almost the same time, boom, out of nowhere, famine hits. There's a drought. So already you overextended yourself. You fought a war. You took out the Elamites. Now you've got this other mighty army on your shores. Wait, now there's a drought. Uh-oh, someone else just rebelled. Now that's snowballing. When you get to the end, when the Assyrians were destroyed, finally, as a civilization, I want you to keep this in mind, how fast this can happen. And this is in ancient days when things happened slowly. They were three generations removed from their heyday, from their peak. Not 1,000 years removed. It was this guy's dad, and then that guy's dad. That was their heyday. His grandson comes along, beep, over. Civilization gone. Like that. I think about this a lot when I look at so many different things that are attacking us at once. We have our own political people, our own people inside destroying the value of the dollar. We have a listless American society that doesn't pay enough attention to politics. They don't care anymore. Nothing matters. This kind of nihilist, meaningless existence thing. So that's going on here. We have a wide open border where we're filling up our country with not only illegals, we're filling up our country with diseases, as we've talked about many times on the show, diseases we have previously eradicated. Oh, they're here. Go look at the comments from the, I think it was the New York City Health Commissioner. We brought that up a couple weeks ago on the show. The diseases that are here, and something else we've talked about on the show. Let's deal with the foreign stuff when it comes to the border. We are currently in a war with Russia, and this is where I would normally, and other people would normally call it a proxy war, and I was thinking about this morning. How stupid of a term is that? A proxy war? That's supposed to be kind of a subtle thing. Like when we were giving the Afghanis a bunch of weapons when they were fighting the Soviets. We were very covert about that. So covert, we were giving it to the Pakistanis, and the Pakistanis would then sneak it across the border to give the Afghans. Why? Because we didn't want the Soviets to know. When you're fighting a proxy war, you keep it quiet. When the Soviets were doing it to us in Vietnam, they kept it real quiet. Did we pick up on enough chatter that we knew? Yeah, but they kept it real quiet. We have press conferences announcing that we're sending Abrams tanks and F-16s. It's not a proxy war. It's a war. We are fighting a war with Russia right now. The only difference is American troops aren't dying yet. Thank you, Lord. So there are three superpowers in the world. I was talking about Jack Posobiec about this thing. He made up a good point. He said there are three superpowers in the world. We're already at war with one of them. A war is brewing with the other one, China and Taiwan. Now, you know who else, back to the border, you know who else has been crossing the southern border in droves? Military-aged Chinese males. How much damage do you think, even 1,000, doesn't even have to be a lot of them, 1,000 trained saboteurs could do to the interior of America if, let's say, God forbid, a war broke out with us versus the dragon bear, Russia and China? Wide open border, disease, saboteurs are undoubtedly already within our borders. Get ready for those power outages and who knows what else they're going to be able to do. Combine all that with rising interest rates and a dollar going down. I didn't mean to paint this really, really dark picture, but I can't get it off my mind how many different things are stacking up at once. And I look at the history of the collapse of civilizations and I keep saying to myself, that's exactly what was happening to them. It's never one thing. It's not an opposing army, really, that finishes off great, huge civilizations. It's not this battle or this army. It's this army combined with this disease, combined with this drought, combined with this spending problem, combined with this something else. Pick your poison. There's a lot going on right now, and I mean a lot. Now, let's get off of that because that was a little dark. Let's deal with something we talked about before. We're going to get to some emails, and we'll deal with America's churches, climate change nuttery, and much more. What do you think, after all that, why do you think I tell you so much to buy precious metals? Because you know what's insane? This is wild and kind of cool, but wild. If you've bought gold or silver from Oxford Gold Group and you already have had it delivered to your home, wrap your mind around this. If the Chinese saboteurs in your area tomorrow, boom, kill the power, and World War III breaks out, and they stop funding the interest on our debt, and we have a complete collapse of our economic system, and this place descends into who knows what as the states start breaking up into separate nations, and it just turns into total insanity. You know what's so crazy about this? You'll be able to buy goods and services no matter what. I don't have to know what's going to come. I don't have to know the circumstances because precious metals always have value. That's their beauty. The politicians can't touch it. There's nothing they can do about it. The history of the world says it's always there. Call Oxford. Get it in your hands and in your 401k. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them I told you to call. 833-995-GOLD.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the answer to your question is, Chris, yes, I have heard some of the Metallica news stuff. When I say some, I heard a song. One of my buddies was geeking out on it, and he sent it to me. He said, Jess, you got to check out this new Metallica song. It jams. And I played it, and it was okay. It was okay. I think I'll say this. It's asking a lot of a band to do good music for that long. It's just not, that doesn't lower Metallica in my eyes. You wrote a new album. It's okay. You're still awesome. Master of Puppets still sucks, but the band itself is still awesome. It does suck, Chris. All right. Anyway, you've heard me rant about this before, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. I just want to say the churches in America have had it very good for a very long time, because they've been able to practice Christianity here. Remember, there are places on earth as today, not ancient history, today, where if you have a Bible app on your phone and they catch you, they will torture you to death. That those places exist today. Christians are regularly hunted down and murdered in countries around the world today. In America, because we were founded by Christians, America has been an extremely welcome place for Christianity, and that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. I'm happy about that. What's bad about that is, just like for all of us in life, comfort makes you soft and lazy. Comfort takes away your edge. And that is why America's churches are failing its people so badly, because America's churches have become watered down, feel-good crap. And instead of informing people that they must stand up and fight for this country and telling them how to fight and who to fight, instead you will have 1,000 mealy-mouth sermons about turning the other cheek. And we're not Democrats, and we're not Republicans. I don't want to register voters. That might lower our tithing donations this Sunday. That's what you get over and over and over again. No, wait a minute. I misspoke there. That's what you get from the right-wing churches. While the right-wing churches are above all that, guys, would you like to hear what's going on in the communist churches? Here you go.
We need to start having family Zoom meetings just to talk about voting. New Jersey may be a Democratic state, but we are not talking about New Jersey. We need to call Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and South Carolina and North Carolina, and we need to encourage all of our family members, because the only people who have the option to actually ensure justice for Mr. Trump, the DA in Georgia is a black woman. Yeah. The Manhattan DA is a black man. The federal judge in Washington, D.C. is a black woman.
I'm not saying your pastor needs to conduct himself like a despicable scumbag like that one. I'm not saying that at all, really. I don't want that. That's not what I want. So don't twist my words. That's not what I want. But don't you think pastors in America could step up and say, there's enough of this LGBTQ filth going on and it's got to stop and it's wrong. There's enough abortion going on and it's got to stop and it's wrong. And we're doing a voter registration drive out in the lobby this Sunday. And not only do I want you to vote, I want you to go register to vote. And I want you to promise that you will vote against all the politicians who push this disgusting filth. How difficult is that to say to people? Not difficult at all. It doesn't even, in fact, take guts. All it takes is truth. That's all it takes. But no, we don't get that. We get a bunch of feel-good crap, and I freaking hate it. Gosh. Speaking of crap, we'll get to the climate change genocide stuff, but I have to clear out some emails. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm behind now, all right? Jesse was talking to a coworker today. We were talking about rights. He mentioned that you do not have the right to shoot someone if they were trying to steal from you. If you're in a home, you may be able to defend yourself and your property, but you need to be sure that the individual actually has some of your property in your possession. I'm certainly not for randomly shooting people, but I don't like the law that's geared towards more criminal. Okay, let me explain something to you about property rights and defending your property. Talk to a lawyer or look it up, because it differs state by state. There, I mean, huge differences. Sadly, you're correct. There are states out there where someone breaks in and you gun him down, you might be going to jail. And then there are states out there with great, it's called castle doctrine, with great castle doctrine laws, where they, look, there are states where they don't even have to be at your front door. If they're on the front lawn, beep, beep, hey, sheriff, come pick him up. Looks like this one's not going to make it. Ask your lawyer. I'm not going to, because the show's national, I'm not going to sit and give out legal advice or tell people laws that may turn out to be incorrect. Ask a lawyer or look it up online. Find the correct answer, right? Don't just take your coworker's word for it, all right? Do not take your coworker's word for it. Take my word for this, though. If that day ever comes, you will wish you had practiced. If I come home tonight and, God forbid, somebody starts trying to kick in my front door, break in my front door, obviously the adrenaline will be spiked. Obviously, the wife and the kids will all be armed to the teeth and ready. But I will know when that door finally opens, if he gets it open, that guy's going to die. Not me, not my wife, not my children. Now, why do I know that? Is it because I was a Marine? Is it because I'm so tough? No, absolutely not. I know that because I practice. I practice with my Mantis X. My Mantis X puts me through drills, gives me feedback, live feedback to improve my technique while I'm practicing. They put me through drills, and I've watched as I've improved and improved and improved and improved. And don't get me wrong, I have a million miles of improvement to go, but I know this, getting pretty fast and smooth with that thing. You can practice in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. Practice with family, practice with friends, have fun with it, but practice, practice, practice. So if that day ever comes, you're ready. MantisX.com is how you practice. It's how the Green Berets practice. You want to practice like the Special Forces? They use Mantis X. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I feel like you have four Metallica songs in there and it's all the worst ones. Why don't you play any of their better stuff? Actually, For Whom the Bell Tolls is fine. Okay, you played a crappy part of it, but that's fine. You never play Unforgiven. You never play Unforgiven. You never play No Memory Remains. No Memory Remains is a freaking great song. Where are these songs, Chris? Where are all these money... Enter Sandman. I almost said Enter the Sandman. No, you've never. Okay, you may have it. You never play it. I'm sorry. I don't listen to the Spotify. I don't listen to our Spotify list. You know the show has a Spotify playlist. I realize now that they yanked all the music out of the podcast, and so everyone who listens to the show, which is like half the show at this point in time, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on. Let's get to a couple emails before we get to the science of climate change and some other things. Don't worry. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dear Oracle, my girlfriend of 3 years, originally from Peru, fled her native country after the attempted Shining Path takeover terrorized the country and slaughtered some of her relatives in the late 90s, early 2000s. She's extremely hardworking, patriotic, and a devout anti-communist. Her 8-year-old daughter has been taking a shot at entrepreneurship, making beaded bracelets with some success. Suggested to her to make red, white, and blue with AC on either side of our nation's colors and have a strong suspicion it would be a big seller. Would love your blessing prior to any manufacturing in an attempt to avoid any copyright infringement laws. His name is Eddie. Eddie, you have that little girl make all the AC bracelets she wants. Listen to all of you. This is not about me. This has never been and will never be about me. Anti-communism is about all of us. Anti-communism is a movement and must be a movement. I don't own it. I don't have some rights to it. And you don't want me to. I'm a loud voice for it because by the grace of God, Premier's given me a radio show and I have my TV show on the first every night at 9 p.m. But I don't own this. I don't know. We own this. This is ours. The fight against the communist scum is all of our fight. Hey, camel jockey. Of course, Chris and Michael didn't ride the camel. The shadow knows that he needs to blend in with the locals, learn their customs, eat their food, oblaw their language, and make their dimes swoon. What, Chris? I like this guy. You undoubtedly look better than Lawrence of Arabia up on that camel. And if the Israelis needed a railroad blown up, you'd have done it and been back before the humongous Parmesan cheese wheel was put away. I'm glad you and everyone else has had a great time. Now, please never leave again. I missed you like a fat kid misses cake. I did look good on that camel. And I did blend in. What, Chris? I did. I blended in. No one even knew I was there. It's just part of what I do. Jesse, wanted to let you know I'm in the OR having a baby, and we are listening to the show, and the doctors and nurses love it. My son's middle name is going to be Kelly. Thanks for all you do. Gosh, that's freaking cool. What a lucky kid. Now, think about that. What a lucky kid to walk around with. What, Michael? What a lucky kid to walk around with such a legendary name like that. I'm excited for him. All right. Quit. Now, we've talked about this before.
Do you think priests should be informants inside the church, Director?
We do not recruit, open, or operate confidential human sources to infiltrate, target, report.
But that's not what religious organizations said. It sounds like you were trying to do it in Richmond, Virginia.
No, sir.
You weren't? This didn't happen? You can assure us that this didn't happen?
That product did not, to as best as we can tell, result in any investigative action as a result of it. None.
Of course, he was lying. We know now, we talked about this yesterday, that the FBI, that was Christopher Wray of the FBI, that this is a widespread thing, the attack of the church, as all communists do, the attack of the church. Remember what the FBI did. I want to remind everybody what the FBI did to Mark Houck, because I'm about to play a Cuban here in a moment, and I've got something sad to say about it. But Mark Houck is a wonderful, peaceful man. He does pro-life advocacy. He does this out in front of abortion clinics. He doesn't yell, scream, call anybody a murderer. He gets some women help, like preborn. Let's get some women help. A tranny activist ran up to his son, who I believe was 12 at the time. Mark Houck just stepped in, defended his son, shoved the guy away. No big deal. No charges pressed. Everything dropped right away. The FBI, in response to Roe versus Wade being overturned, then decided they were going to charge Houck under the FACE Act. Mark Houck's attorney reached out to the FBI. Wrap your mind around this. And they told the FBI, hey, this is a peaceful man. He's got a wife, several kids at home. He doesn't want any trouble. If you need him, let me know and we'll come down. He'll turn himself in. Now, all the cops listening know that's a dream for everybody. Everyone involved. Turning yourself is a dream for everybody. Going out to someone's home, arresting them, you're armed. It just, look, Anytime there's potential armed conflict, that's a dangerous situation. You want the victims to live. You want the cops to live. It's a dangerous situation. It's a dream if a guy just says, I'll turn myself in. That's what you want. You're looking for that. A peaceful resolution. I'll turn myself in. Mark Houck's lawyer went to the FBI and said, let us know. I'll have him turn himself in. They said no, and then they sent 20 or 30 federal agents to his home and pointed guns at him and his wife and his children so they could arrest him at gunpoint. The FBI just killed a 75-year-old man yesterday in Utah. No, I don't know the details of it yet, so I'm refraining from comment. I do have a very difficult time believing there was no place or way they could peacefully take down a 75-year-old disabled man. But I heard this comment yesterday from Cuban's deputy foreign minister, and I'll be honest with you, this was one of the sadder things that I've experienced because I found myself saying, crap, he's right.
I don't believe that there's truly a willingness to improve the relationship. And that's the reason why they put excuses on the way so that we could not improve the relationship. And they speak of prisoners. They only speak of prisoners in Cuba. They don't speak of prisoners in the United States, which would be an issue that we could have a reciprocal conversation if it were the willingness of the United States. We could speak of human rights between the two countries. We have serious concerns about the respect of human rights in the United States. It's an issue which we are ready to discuss. But it has to be a comprehensive conversation.
Doesn't that hurt? January 6th, political prisoners. Even if you hate them and think they did wrong, that's fine. Believe whatever you want, that's fine. They were held, some of them were held without trial for over a year. One guy I know of, over 2 years. We have Green Berets locked up for years. Charged with parading years in federal prison for misdemeanors. Nobody armed. Nobody trying to do an insurrection. You don't have an unarmed insurrection. And we locked them up for years. Look at what they're doing to Trump right now. Look at what they did to Mark Houck. Man, it hurts. We've talked about it before. We're going to move on because it's too heavy. But it hurts a lot to know that we have lost the ability, thanks to the communists who run America, we have lost the moral high ground on the world stage. For my entire life, when you've seen a country arresting their political opponents and things like that, we have always had the ability, Americans, we've always had the right to step up and puff our chest out and say, gosh, look at that tyrannical dump. It sure is good to be an American. Nice to be here in the land of the free when this stuff doesn't happen. And we can't say that anymore. And I'm not going to lie, as somebody who loves this country a lot, that hurts. Oh, well. All right, whatever. Let's get to some climate change stuff, headlines I didn't get to, and then we're checking out of here. Okay? Now, before I get to that, let's get to how are you sleeping at night? Have any trouble sleeping? It happens. Happens to all of us, especially as you get older. If you're 10 years old, I don't want to hear it. When you're 10 years old, you can sleep on not even a bed of nails, one nail in the middle of your back, and you'll still fall asleep. When you get older, it's harder. You have to improve your bedding situation. MyPillow is how you improve your bedding situation while also putting your money where your morals are. MyPillow is so much more than MyPillows. They also have the greatest sheets ever. You see, the world's greatest cotton, go and look it up, is Giza. Everyone knows that. It's the world's best cotton. Mike Lindell would, of course, get his hands on the world's best cotton and figure out a way to give it to you. Giza Dream Sheets are not only incredible, they have a huge sale right now. Lowest price ever. As low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you once again, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions. Ask me anything. Get them all in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I will answer them on the air. Before we get to headlines I didn't get to, there's a long article today in the New York Post I want you to read. I want you to read it because I don't like to read articles on the air. I always hated radio like that. I thought that was so boring. But it's a fascinating read. And the headline is, "Scientist admits the overwhelming consensus on climate change crisis is manufactured." And this rabbit hole goes very, very deep. But just let me explain it this way. We have systems. There's a reason I call our corrupt thing a system, because that's really what it is. It's the government working with corporations, working with media, working with entertainment, all of them working together. Not only do they work together to promote what they want to promote, they work together to censor and eliminate what they want censored and eliminated. So, not that this could happen, but let's say the country got a disease, a new virus of some kind. And let's just say there was a regularly available drug out there that could treat it and that many doctors were saying could treat it. Let's say that that drug was called Bivermectin, all right? But let's say the system didn't think it could make any money off of Bivermectin. The system could, if it wanted to, it could make Bivermectin into being some ridiculous thing. They might even call it horse paste. They might even tell you it's unsafe, even though it's been given to billions of people. And then as it froze out Bivermectin, it might even come up with some rushed thing that they haven't even tested. And they'll just, all of them tell you it works and tell you it stops the spread when they have no idea. And then when it turns out to not stop the spread, they'll all just come out and say, well, no, but it'll make your COVID easier. If you had a corrupt system, that kind of thing could happen here. Well, it's important you understand that kind of thing has happened on a greater scale when it comes to man-made climate change. It's all a lie. It's all manufactured. There is no such thing as man-made climate change. It doesn't exist. The carbon you breathe out, the cow farts, I'm going to tell you, not only are they not harmful for the environment, they're good for the environment. They're good for it. However, if they can sell enough people on the idea of man-made climate change, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt they can acquire for themselves more money, more power, crush more of your freedoms than they ever thought possible if they just get you to accept that your poison and your car's poison and oil's poison and gas is poison, then they own you and they can do anything they want to you. You have to understand how they do this too. Money from this group, from this left-wing group funded by this billionaire, goes to this group, goes from government to this scientific research to this. It's all money that flows all around the friends of the system. She goes into this in the article. If she comes out and says something like, man-made climate change caused this hurricane, she talks about being flown on planes all over the place to speak with politicians when she comes out and says things like that. Oh, here's some more grant money. Please keep up the research. When she says something like, man isn't changing the climate, the phone stops ringing. The checks stop coming. It's all manufactured and paid for. Don't let them lie to you. Don't let these genocidal monsters lie to you. All right? Speaking of genocide, before we get into headlines I didn't get to, we talk about the genocides of past, many of them, sadly, and we somehow seem to forget that one has happened here. We seem to forget that we have killed 60 million Americans. 60 million. That number, that's a Mao number. We've killed that many here. That's how many abortions we've had in America. Now, we are changing that. slowly. Sad that that's our history. We're changing it slowly. And what's changing it is preborn. Groups like preborn. Preborn's out there. They're giving out free ultrasounds. That's all it takes. It doesn't take yelling and screaming, violence, or anything like that. Just give that scared young lady an ultrasound and then let her make her choice. And she will choose life almost every single time because of the miracle of the heartbeat. When a mom hears it, it's over. You can support this organization for an entire day for $5,000. You can buy that ultrasound for $28, but for $5,000, support the entire network for a day. That's 200 lives. All tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
COVID took a toll on heart health, and doctors are still grappling with how to help. Look, I don't mean to laugh, but I was just thinking about all the lies the system told. And I remember they put out the, quote, vaccine, and people immediately began complaining about heart attacks and myocarditis and heart problems. And the system immediately came out and said, what? That's crazy. None of that's true. But you can't cover up the fact that young people are having heart problems now. Lots of them. Kids are having heart problems now where they never had them before. And so I almost forgot. You can read it in the article. The system decided to start blaming all that on long COVID. They just came up with a totally new thing. Long COVID. Yes, yes. It's definitely long COVID hurting those hearts for sure. Top Democrat family sold BlackRock stock weeks before his committee announced an investigation. It is insane that we live in a country where Democrats and Republicans are allowed to trade on the stock market in a country where the government is sadly so involved in the stock market. That is nuts. Tragic Kingdom. Disney Plus loses 300,000 domestic subscribers as prices keep climbing, flops pile up. Look, keep going. All right, take that back. Keep not going. Keep canceling those Disney Plus subscriptions. Keep avoiding the new Disney movie, the new Marvel movie. As hard as it may be, we saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy came up last night for rent. Someone in the house wanted to rent it. Didn't know Marvel had been bought by Disney. I said, no, absolutely not. Glad we enjoyed the other two. We don't spend money with that child grooming organization. Keep going. It works. All right. And keep sending your Ask Dr. Jesse emails for tomorrow to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Because I don't know much, but I know this. Tomorrow is going to be a real good time, as it always is. All right. We will do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Mach jetzt Bon Schakalaka und sammle Punkte mit Kassenbons von vielen bekannten Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach App downloaden, Bon scannen und Punkte sammeln. Gebonkt, gescannt, gepunktet. Mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
AI don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.